So what's fun about this is that we're moving to a website, and I guess, Bob, you could say a little bit more about it, but a way of managing our website that's going to be way more doable with the amount of volume of information that we have, on our website. And so that's great for a ton of different reasons. And in order to make that switch, we need a lot of help with fairly simple, I think, looking through and making sure that as we make this change, the things on the new website, on the new server, if you will, are all there correctly. And again, Bob will go into more of the details about that. So that's one reason why we're really grateful and excited that people have stepped forward to assist us with this. And also because it feels kind of like the start of a potentially great new program, which could be a far-flung working meditation program. So, you know, often on retreat, people talk about the working meditation piece as being a really, really valuable part of their practice. And I know the at-home working meditation days have been really valuable for people. So this feels like a neat opportunity to offer people to do working meditation from afar that the monastery benefits in the sense of getting some of the tasks, some of the work of the organization done, and that potentially people who are stepping forward to do it benefit because they get to participate and they get to be in kind of in a Sangha setting and doing it. So hopefully it'll be a win-win. So I thought we might start by talking a little bit about some of the kind of practice sides of it. So the attitude of mind of working meditation, people will be off on their own doing whatever task they're doing, but there's the opportunity, if you want to really use it as a practice and to use it as working meditation. I wonder if anyone feels moved to talk a little bit about working meditation and kind of the how of that.
I will. Well, the first thing that jumped out at me is not, you know, there's kind of the basic guidelines that we use when we do working meditation here. One is not to have better ideas. So, I mean, everybody, I think, on the call has, you know, that would force, that may not be completely true, but just about has extensive working meditation experience. You guys can help us out. But not have better ideas. Now, I would guess with this group of people, we'd actually be interested some degree in their insights and what they see, because I think folks are going to be combing through the website. And so if people see stuff, I think we really want to know about that. I think for me, it would become a better idea when I just decide, well, that's probably what we want. Go ahead and do it, whatever the thing is, rather than communicating it first. Anyway, that's one guideline. Another one is not to assume, which is, you know, awful similar to not having better ideas. But it really comes down, I think, with both of those, to communication. And I guess in a minute we'll talk about what the communication system will be. I'm actually not sure what it is myself. But in some way, there'll be a way for people to communicate as they're going through this. So if they have questions about kind of how to do what they're doing or what's expected or those sort of things, there'll be a way to get some input from probably mostly from Bob, I imagine, who's coordinating kind of the technical parts of this. And so, you know, a lot of times we can, I know for me and for a lot of us, I've heard a lot of people say too, can get into something like, well, I don't want to bother people. I don't want to create a problem. You know, I don't want to cause inefficiency to happen, things like that. But it turns out to be a lot more inefficient to not communicate, we have found, than it does to communicate. So, and also it's not, you know, it's not good for practice because, of course, what we're trying to do in working meditation ultimately is align ourselves with the, you know, it's here, if you're here, you could say it's with the monastery. I guess you could say in this case with the organization. So with Sangha, against, opposed to, instead of conditioned mind. And that's what, you know, that's what we're really paying attention to as we're doing this. What does conditioned mind want to do with the work assignment? And using the communication channels that are available to practice going up against that and aligning ourselves with something that's closer to, you know, center or to in a way we often talk about it, what's the best for all.
Yeah, exactly. And that always to err on the side of communicating more than less, and to realize that the entire thing, the opportunity, is all practice. It's all part of what we're doing, and so I'm watching what goes on for me as I do it, and as much as possible, using it as an opportunity to watch my process and see what goes on with that. We may even, you know, one sort of vision down the road could be that if we have a solid working meditation group of folks who are out there and continue doing things, we may even have a chance to get together on a process level and talk about that too. So, anyone else feel moved to add anything about working meditation in general?
Hey, hello.
Yeah.
This is Karen.
Hey,
I have had a really hard, I just got on after like multiple tries.
Oh.
So I just want to announce my presence.
Thank you, because we were wondering if we had just made the call at a bad time or if very few people could make it, and it sounds like maybe people might be having trouble getting on.
Yeah, well, I did, and actually I have multiple challenges because of internet access. So I'm not actually on internet, but I finally got on the phone line. I just want to announce my presence here.
Okay, great. Thanks for letting us know.
Yeah.
So in a minute, we're going to move on to the content of what we're doing here together. But I just want one more shot at anyone want to say anything more about working meditation. Okay. Got a good group of veterans, I think. So, Bob, do you want to take it from here?
Sure. So, like Jen said, we're moving our website to a new system, and the impact of that is basically, even though, I mean, if you're logged into this GoToMeeting system right now and you're seeing what looks like our website, it's really not the website that we currently have out for everyone in the world to view. It looks like it, but everything actually is different. Everything's been kind of essentially recreated from scratch. And so the working meditation is about reviewing pieces of the website to make sure that a number of things look to be okay. So one is that, you know, when a link is clicked on, it goes to whatever that link should be. When a link is clicked on, it goes to a particular URL, and I'll explain what that is. Another one is a link just doesn't kind of go to a dead end. And another one would be clicking on a link and having it go to something that just looks odd, and I'll give an example of what something like that might be. And then what we're going to do, and I'll show this as well, is that what we'll be doing is assigning people sort of like particular pages on the website to review, and then providing a web form, where people can tell us if there's any kind of issue that they've run into with any particular page.
Bob, let me interrupt you. Two things I thought of. One, maybe regularly we could just check in and see if anyone new has joined the call. So if anyone joined the call in the last minute or so, maybe you could let us know. Okay.
Has anyone joined since we did the roll call besides Karen?
This is Max, so I was late as well.
Great. Thanks, Max.
And the other thing, Bob, would you prefer that people just jump in as you're going if they have questions, or do you want them to hold questions until you ask, or how do you want to do that?
It seems fine to ask as they come up.
Okay, great. That was it.
Okay. So what I'm going to do now is just kind of show the different pieces that we're looking at and what we're going to look for, and then I'll eventually show that web form.
Hey,
so,
Bob?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this is Ann, and I'm not on a computer, so I just want to let you know that. I think I can follow along if you use enough, descriptors on it.
Okay, yeah. And I was also going to say after Karen spoke that I think that the work here is straightforward enough that it's certainly assistive to kind of be watching me as I demonstrate, but there's nothing, it's not that complicated. at all.
Okay,
so I'm going to go to what is sort of our opening page on our website. And what you'll see here, if you look up here in the URL bar, it actually doesn't have our URL, livingcompassion.org. It says lc.sequoiawebdesign. And that's just kind of a temporary thing for it right now until we actually go live. So actually, anytime you'll be looking through the different parts of the site, you're actually that should be the beginning of the URL that you see anywhere. Oh, and the other thing I wanted to say is that when they send out kind of assignments to everybody, they'll have all the URL information and for that web form I was talking about. So when you click into the site, once again, up in the URL bar, it's lc.sequoiawebdesign.com/, and then it has something that comes after it, and then basically what looks like a web page. And what the assignments are going to be is basically for every page you're assigned, you'll be asked to go to that page and then click on every link on that page. So I think probably not like if you're assigned, well, go through the whole livingcompassion.org drop-down menu. It wouldn't be to, when you do that, then click on these links on the left. They're also sort of like what I would call left-hand navigation links. You would just be clicking on the links here. And then when you get to the page, you wouldn't have to worry about anything over here on the left, but you would click on all the links in this main, what I would call the main content area of the page. And then you'd just be making sure that of a few things. So you're looking at a page and you'd be clicking on the link. And as you go to the link and you click on it, a couple of things you'd be wanting to check it for. One is that it goes to what it looks like it should go to. So if I click on Zen Monastery Peace Center, that goes to a page about Zen Monastery Peace Center. So that seems like it's correct. And then you'd also just take a glance up here in the URL bar once again to make sure that the URL starts out with lc.sequoiawebdesign.com. Anything that would come up as livingcompassion.org, we'd want you to report because essentially it's pointing back to the old site and it won't work once we make the switch over. Does that make sense? Or not make sense to anyone?
Yeah, it makes sense.
This is Ann again. You're going to actually note that when you give us our page assignments, right? Okay.
Yeah. So you're on this page and you just be clicking through each of these links. And once again, you wouldn't have to worry about these links on the left or really anything up here. It's just this middle area in the big white area on all the pages. The other thing you would click on pages is if that some images on pages are actually linked to something. And so you'd also want to click on the images. Not all of them will be linked, but the ones that are, we want to just make sure that they actually go to the thing that they seem like they're for. And if they aren't linked, it's nothing to report, really. It's really just if something goes to what seems like the incorrect place. So let me show you a page that actually looks a little bit off. So here's our Peace Walks page, and on the right here, you'll see that all this information here is surrounded by this green box. Now, I don't know that anybody would necessarily know that this is incorrect, but if you saw something like this, and you just had kind of a, I don't know if that's right or not, that's something we'd want to report, because it's easy for me just to look at and say, no, that's the way it's supposed to be, but if it's not, it's a great indication, so I can check in and make sure that it does need to be fixed. So one of the things I think is really important to kind of, so that one, that we don't have a lot of duplicating of work, and also so that you don't end up kind of just going from page to page to page to page and sort of down some long path that never seems to end, which is that what I'm going to ask people to do is that when you're assigned a page, so if this is the page I've been assigned, there are all these links on it, and I click on each of these links, but I wouldn't click on the links on the page that I've just checked. So I'm now here on this, I'm supposed to check this page, and I've gone to the Africa Trip Blog page, and you wouldn't actually click the links on this page now, because someone else is going to get assigned this. So just be, you know, and I'll explain this again in the email assignment, which is basically that you click on a link, you go to that page, you see if it's correct or if there's anything wrong with it, and then you go back to the page you were first assigned and continue clicking on the links on that page, but you wouldn't keep going on. So once again, so the main things to check is that the link goes where it seems like it should go, that livingcompassion.org doesn't show up in this URL bar up here, and that there just, it doesn't anything seem like it's a little bit odd on the page. And that's actually just about it. And if there's anything else that you know, we're not really looking for anyone to read through a page. You know, I can see people kind of like glancing at it, just enough to know whether if I click on, you know, the Living Compassion blogs page, it actually takes me to a page that seems like that's it. But it wouldn't really be to review the information on that page beyond that. So the other thing is that when you let's see if I can find here, is that you also be given a link to this page here, which is basically a very simple form. And what you would do is that if you're on a page, let me go back to another page, and there's something about this page that seems off, what you'd do is you'd copy the URL for that page, and then you'd go to the form, and you'd paste the URL. Let me try that again. You paste the URL into this URL box here, and then you just say what you think what the issue is with that page. And there might be more than one on that page. And so you just keep using this form over and over again for anything that seemed like it wasn't right. But I think that, you know, what we do is that you'll be given a group of pages to look at, and you'd only report the ones that seem like they have issues. If the rest seem like they're fine, that's fine. You wouldn't have to do anything about those at all. And I think what we're going to do is that we'll be sending out an assignment, and then you can go through the assignment. And then when you're done with it, if you could just email back saying, it's been done, I finished this assignment, and then you can just let us know whether you want an additional assignment or not. And there may or may not be any at that point, but we won't just keep assigning it unless we hear that you wanted to keep doing it.
Bob, this is Max. Uh-huh. How many, do you want one issue per form entry, or if there's multiple issues on one URL, just put them all in the same form?
From my end, it doesn't really matter. I think it's just whatever easiest for you.
Okay. Bob, this is Ann.
Uh-huh.
So you're gonna send us out an email with the pages we're supposed to check. Do you have a turnaround time in mind?
That's a good question, Ann. We don't. The thought is that we're going to try and guesstimate how long we think someone might take. And I was thinking we wouldn't want to assign anything for more than like an hour, which I think you can probably get a lot of this done in an hour. So I don't know. What do people think? What do you think, Jen?
Oh, hang on, Bob. Am I muted?
You were, not anymore.
Okay, good. So you're asking for what we think on the timing?
That's right.
Well, I guess it's going to depend a little bit on the, well, I don't know. I'm not sure. What's your sense of it?
I would think a week maybe, just because I don't know what anyone, you know, everyone has their own schedule. People can just fit it in whenever they need to.
Okay, yeah. You know, it doesn't, there's nothing about it really that affects me, so I would defer to both the people doing the job and to you needing it.
Can you say that again, Jen?
Yeah. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
I was just saying, there's nothing really about it that it would affect me in particular, so I would defer to you or people doing it or...
Right, right. Yeah, and, you know, it's really, you know, until people start doing it, we're not really not going to know really how long it's taking for people. So
yeah,
we can just start with that, and we can just see how it goes.
Okay.
Hey, Bob, this is Karen.
Hey, Karen.
So I'm still really in the dark about this because
sure.
I got on late, and I actually do not have a high-speed internet access. I bring my laptop computer up to my in-law's house, and I've still not been able to get onto the GoToMeeting.com. And
huh?
I don't know if I'm a good candidate for this. I would love to participate, which is why I signed up for it, but I'm still not clear. So, and you don't have to do anything for me. I just want to put that out. You might keep that in mind when you're sending out assignments.
Sure.
But
sure.
Really,
yeah. Well, you know, I kind of, yeah. I think whatever works for you, you know, I think that we have plenty of people who have jumped in to help. And if it was really, you know, just not, you know, seemed like it was not real possible, you know. And I could also, if you wanted, just send you out kind of a light assignment, and you can just see how it goes.
I would love that. I mean, I want to participate, but right now it's just like, I don't know what's in. You know, I'm kind of like, ooh.
Yeah, and I would think that if, you know, you really ran into trouble, you could just say, you know, this just isn't possible, and that's
yeah.
just fine.
So there you go. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Bob, this is David. I got a quick question.
Sure.
So in the website QA page that you were just on, so I'm looking at a page that I've been assigned, and then I see that there's something that looks a little funny. I cut and paste in the URL into the space, and then underneath it says description. And I make note of, you know, well, this looks a little off, or the link didn't go there, or whatever it is. And then in that same description page, I didn't quite understand this. Is that the space that I say pretty much, you know, this is what I saw, and I either would like another assignment, or, you know, that's it. Is it all listed in there? Is that where we do that?
I don't think so. I think maybe just you could just reply back to the email you get with your assignment. And just,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so separate those two. So in the description bit, it's just kind of what I'm noticing on the page. And
right.
then my response would be into a reply to the email that actually was sent for the assignment.
That's right.
Okay, super. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there other questions?
Bob, this is Jeffrey.
Hey, Jeffrey.
Hi. So if we had general questions that we didn't think would go on the QA form, replying to that email would be a good place for that as well.
So, Jeffrey, are you talking about general issues like there's something like the information on the page seems something?
Yeah, our assignment wasn't clear to us or something that we wanted to clarify.
That's a good question. What do you think, Jen? I think questions about the assignment, certainly I would reply to the email.
Yeah, it would make sense to me to make some distinction between, like, the information they're reporting on the actual content of the job, and then a question about the job. But again, it's one of those. It doesn't matter to me. Whatever makes it easiest for everyone involved.
Yeah, I think it could probably go on the form because if
okay.
it seems like I need guidance, because I'll be looking at the responses to the form really regularly.
Uh-huh.
And if it's something that really needs guidance, I can just forward it on to the monastery and
okay.
get taken care of there.
Great.
Thank you. Any other questions? Well, great. I think that's all I have, Jen. I think it's, you know, it's a pretty straightforward
wow.
assignment.
If all of life were that straight, were that simple.
Every phone call was only 30 minutes.
Exactly. And we finished early and everything was answered and wow. Oh, a huge thank you to everyone who's participating in this. As I say, it's the actual content is a gigantic assistance and being pioneers kind of for this possibility moving forward is really a great service too. So thanks everyone, and more soon, I guess. Is there a next step for this group, Bob? Like, should we be getting back together at some point, or would you email everyone about that, or that might let that look?
I don't know. I think we'll probably know. Well, I'll probably know pretty quickly after people start working on the assignments if it seems like, you know, we can kind of just kind of go along as they are, or if we might need another call or not.
Okay. If we might need to reassemble what we'll call Bob's team. Yeah. All right, great. Super, thanks everyone.
Thanks everybody.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 Good night.